Middle age.
Middle age is the first phase of life marked by decline in recognition of one's mortality. Physical vitality, muscle mass, and intellectual acuity all begin their inexorable downward slide during this period. On the plus side, you can now afford jet skis. Though middle age was seen as the period of time between 40 and 60 years of age, this varied greatly due to changing life expectancies. For instance, victims of midlife crisis during the dark ages would comfort themselves with the thought that 20 is the new 16.
Old age.
The final stage of life, old age, was in many ways a mirror image of childhood. Life's hard labors complete, the elderly return to a time of less responsibility where, as with children, little was expected. People once again spoke to you in an incredibly condescending tone. On the other hand, the elderly could get away with all manner of shit, up to and including promiscuity, racist blather, and the inappropriate hugging of Jamaican nurses. Early man revered the elderly, and they occupied a space of honor in the community. In modern times, we kept them away from us in condo developments, because it made us sad to think about dying.
Death.
Death that was often observed was just another part of life. Usually this observation was made right after someone died, and mostly because we didn't know what else to say and didn't want to be rude. While the rites associated with death were ostensibly performed for the benefit of the dead, in reality they served to provide the survivors with the comfort, guidance, and tranquility needed to complete their own journey to the unfortunate day when their ribcage became gopher housing.
The bucket list.
A bucket list was a wish list of things to do before one's imminent death. This example dates from first century Rome.
Caligula bucket list. Dissolve Senate? Check. Fuck sister? Check. Declare myself God? Check. Appoint horse to Senate? Check. Sodomize army? Check. Throw babies to lions? Check. Find the joy in my life? No check.